Washington name change. Fauci, new administration target. I'm Mike Moss. The NFL's Washington Redskins is dropping the team nickname after sponsors implored the team to change it. We get more from correspondent Andy Scholes.
They have not announced the new name yet, but the team put out a statement saying after reviewing the name and logo of the Redskins, they are deciding to retire it after using it for the past 87 years.
President Trump has retweeted and then deleted a tweet from game show host Chuck Woolery alleging the CDC is lying about the coronavirus. All of this comes at the same time the administration has launched a campaign to undermine Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert.
White House aides sent a list of what are said to be mistakes of Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is still part of the coronavirus task force, to major media outlets. The attempt to discredit Fauci comes from the top. As President Trump has said, the most trusted expert on coronavirus was against wearing masks and blocking travelers from China early in the pandemic. And now the president's retweeting game show host Chuck Woolery, who writes, "The most outrageous lies are the ones about COVID-19. Everyone is lying. The CDC, media, Democrats, our doctors, not all but most that we are told to trust. I think it's all about the election and keeping the economy from coming back. I'm sick of it." Bob Costantini, Washington.
Coronavirus continues to infect and kill Americans, 135,000 dead. Correspondent Rosa Flores with more.
35 states across the country are experiencing an increase in weekly coronavirus cases, but administration officials continue to downplay the surge.
We are all very concerned about the rise in cases, no doubt about that, and that's why we're meeting regularly. We're surging in assistance, but we are in a much better place. This is not out of control.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 389 points at this hour, S&P up 40 points. I'm Mike Moss.
Bear the rescue dog had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using Dynavite. No more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
You know what's not healthy? Stressing about work. Or maybe you're out of work. Stop. Hit reset. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. An emergency relief grant of up to $3,500 is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Uncertainty. It's about the only thing we can be certain of. Herbs to Oils, holistic herbal approach to your good health, is a natural breath of fresh air that may very well be exactly what it takes to boost your immune system. As things change, why not consider stocking up on essential oils and herbs designed to help? Herbs to Oils is here for you in the foothills in the Fortuna Palms Plaza. Check out their classes every Wednesday and get the whole story at herbstooils.com.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
One more day of an excessive heat warning, but that doesn't mean much cooler the rest of the week. Today's high 110 with partly sunny skies. 82 overnight, sunny and 108 tomorrow and Wednesday, 79 both nights, and winds out of the south at 10 to 15 for the next couple days.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Sean Garner, an attorney with Decent Garner and Hansen. I'm in studio, in person, here with Russ Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Nice to have you.
So, it's exciting times. It's changing times. It's exciting times. We're moving and adjusting every day as new agendas come out and the schedules are starting to come out for school. We're determining whether or not our kids get to go back to school and get an education. Whereas last year, if you take your kid out of school for a couple days at a time, you could be turned into a truancy officer. This year, you take them to school and you'll be arrested for being socially irresponsible. So it's an interesting time that we're in. The world has been turned on its head.
Correct.
And the question is, what do we do? How do we react? Especially coming up on the elections. And there's a big socialistic or socialism movement that proposes to solve all of our problems. And it would be laughable if it weren't so scary.
Correct. It is scary.
It's very scary. And what's so scary to me about it is that you feel like most people that would look at history and see what the results of this practice of socialism or communism or any variation of it have yielded and make a semi-reasonable, rational conclusion as to how it would be effective here in the United States. And we've seen time and time again how it has just been an unfettered, just ruin as far as the economy goes, as far as the public morale, as far as religious rights and civil freedoms.
There's never been a success.
There's never been a success. And there's a lot of arguments for that.
Okay.
Some of the arguments are that it was implemented incorrectly, or that there were corrupt people behind it, or that the society that it was implemented for isn't like our society. So it's apples and oranges. You can't compare the two.
Well, that would be fine if they could back that up with some specific references that made sense.
Right. And throughout history, recent history, ongoing current events show us that you can compare many apples-to-apples social systems and see where it works. Let's take a look at Korea.
Okay.
Korea had been a country that was together, united, from I don't know how long, but prior to World War II, it was one united country with a universal culture, universal language within its country. So the people of Korea, they are the same as far as culture and their societal norms. But what happened? We had the Korean War, and of course China-backed communist society of the North fought against the United States-backed democratic free society of the South.
Right.
And we have this division of North and South Korea. So now we get a good comparison.
You would think.
To determine which form of government works better for the people.
That comparison is being made by someone like yourself. That's, let's look at it realistically, but AOC is not going to look at that comparison.
And why not?
Because it does not push their agenda forward that they can make it right, even though it's never happened.
So they're putting the blinders on as to what is reality and saying, okay, let's go with some more hypotheticals instead of some real-world tests, right? Mm-hmm. We've tested this again and again, and we've formed a hypothesis, and we've put that hypothesis to practice to determine whether or not it will actually work out in a real-life scenario. And we have scenario after scenario after scenario, and all of the socialistic attempts have failed dismally.
Even the little one in Seattle, which was a six-block chop, didn't last more than a week.
They didn't like the cameras in there very much.
Well, and they became very authoritarian themselves and very much demanding on how people act once they enter my territory. Here's You have no rights.
You know what it reminded me of? It's Animal Farm.
Yes.
The classic book, The Animal Farm.
Exactly.
You read that book, you look at what happened in Seattle, and you say, that is a perfect example of what occurs.
The worst of human nature just took over.
Yes. Communism comes out, and somebody rises to the top, they become the authoritarian, and suppresses everybody else's rights.
Right, because it's not a rule of law, it's a rule of what I say is law.
Yes.
And you got those that are above the law. And in our country, obviously, the laws are written so that we are all equally responsible for following them.
See,
technically.
That brings me to the first thing that I want to read here.
Okay.
I've got a little excerpt put together. It says, what is the general purpose of the government? Why do we have government, right? Is it to make sure that we're all fed, that we all go to sleep with full bellies and wake up with a roof over our head and a good, relaxing day to enjoy the next day?
No.
Government, what I believe is government, is to provide the best life possible, but it's not to ensure that it's equal between everybody. What it does is...
Results aren't equal.
No, right, exactly. It's not to favor any one class, but to provide equal opportunity to all classes. All other ideas such as freedom, rights, laws, order, and any other manner concerning how government is run is all aimed to conceive its main objective, which is the well-being of society, and that is a society that's governed by laws. Laws that are made to keep order, and rights are the main concern of those laws, to protect freedom. Those laws, the primary concern is to make sure that your actions, because you have your agency, don't infringe on my freedom. So you can't block me from worshiping, going to church, gathering peacefully, those types of things. You also can't break into my house or trample across my lawn, because that is my right to property. So you're infringing upon my rights. And you're exercising your freedom in doing that, but that's where the law comes in and says, okay, freedom does have, that's the overarching theme, but you can't exercise your freedom in a way that infringes on my rights.
Right.
And
that's our form of government.
Yes.
Theoretically.
So laws are required, and the purpose is the well-being of society that keeps equality and justice. And laws are not made to invade freedom, but to guarantee that the freedom of one does not invade on the freedom of another. If both laws and rights are made to suit their purpose, then society will rise as a whole, as opposed to having different levels of society. Right. Now, people will, by their nature, start to segregate, and some people that are more motivated, they will go and be entrepreneurs, and they will create wealth, and they will use and have the assistance of other people they employ to develop that wealth.
Right.
And a rising tide rises all ships. And so when people do that, that can bring up the wealth of all. Now, we've debunked this theory of the zero-sum game, where there's only so much wealth in the world, and if you have it, I don't.
Right.
Wealth can actually be created.
Easily.
The most simple example of all is I've got this bag of grain, okay? And you've got a flock of chickens, right?
Okay.
And you decide, listen, I'm not going to work any harder than I have to. I'm going to let these flock of chickens go roam naturally, and whatever eggs they produce, I will keep for myself, and that's it. And I say, well, you know what? I'm going to eat my grain, and that's it. I'm not going to share with you. We're just going to keep separate, and I'm only going to eat the grain that I like, and I only can eat so much grain, so that's that. Or we could cooperate, right? I could plant some grain, and I could trade some grain to feed your chickens, which would produce more eggs. Then I could have some of those eggs, and we could actually eat some chicken and some eggs. You could have some grain and some bread. We could grow some wheat and produce more grain together, and that's actually production of wealth. Whereas before, we're both sitting on what is potentially productive.
Doing minimal.
The latter is being incentivized by by growing and making more out of what you've got.
Right.
And with socialism, it takes away that incentive. And so we've got to take a break now, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk about more issues of socialism and liberty. This is 560 AM, KBLU.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Contest rules for all giveaways and contests on 560 KBLU can be viewed and downloaded at our website, KBLUAM.com.
This is Steve Montenegro, and I've been honored to represent Yuma in the legislature, whether it was protecting Yuma's water, standing up for the agriculture interests of our whole district, helping to land the veterinary school, increasing highway funds, or advocating for our military bases and veterans. I've been involved in Yuma for nearly a decade now. You have two state house seats, and I'd be honored if you cast one of your votes for Steve Montenegro to fight for Yuma jobs, to cut taxes and regulations, to fund Yuma schools, and to get more dollars into the classrooms, to protect life and the family, and to defend our constitutional freedoms. I've been awarded Friend of the Family and Hero of the Taxpayer Awards because I don't just campaign as a conservative, I vote like one. I have a perfect record on life, school choice, and the Second Amendment. And as a 2016 delegate for Donald Trump, you know I support an end to illegal immigration and a real border wall so that the good guys can come and go while the bad guys get stopped once and for all. Visit SteveMontenegro.com to get involved, and thank you for allowing me to serve you. Paid for by Montenegro for House.
Be sure to listen Sunday afternoon from noon to 2 for the radio show that talks about all things real estate with award-winning broadcaster Stephen Gascoy. It's everything you need to know about your home, from buying and selling. Brought to you by PhD. When your home needs a professional home doctor, call PhD 344-9111.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with the Deason Garner and Hansen Law Firm. We do estate planning, but we're also Americans and we love freedom. So,
yeah. Well, if you went socialist, there wouldn't be any estates to plan. So.
Yeah, exactly. It would all dwindle down and the government would receive everything upon person's
death.
Yeah,
anything you need, you'd get from the government.
And we would see how far that would stretch.
About like Cuba.
Yeah.
You know, medical's free. There's just no doctors.
It's scary. And, you know, I actually had a planned trip to go down to Cuba.
Okay.
And I was really excited for it.
I would go.
I was going to participate. I signed on with a couple of doctors. I was going to participate as an assistant because to get into Cuba, you need to have some type of reason that's going to provide some benefit to the people. You can't just go as a tourist.
Okay.
Okay. So my reason was I was going to hand out medical supplies, and these doctors were actually going to provide medical procedures.
Okay.
And my trip got canceled literally the day before we left. This was right when the coronavirus was...
Oh, so it was recently.
It was just a couple of months ago.
Wow.
I was packed. We were heading to the airport, and the plane would have flown us to Miami, where we would have flown into Havana, but... We found out that Miami canceled all trips to Havana, and therefore we weren't going to fly out of Yuma to spend our 2 weeks in Miami, so
right.
we just stayed home. Fortunately, we got that news in time, but one big reason I wanted to go to Cuba was to witness for myself the effects of communism.
Right.
And what I've heard was that it's like the country stopped in its tracks. It's like the country is stuck in the 1950s.
Still have the 1950 cars.
Yes.
Yeah, they just keep fixing them.
They And the standard of living is not great.
Third world country. Poverty.
So, and the thing about it is it has such a great potential.
It was a booming place. It was like a Vegas-type resort area, hotels, but mobsters. You know, there was some bad element.
So it needed the rule of law.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it needed it by the iron fist.
Well, there was a lot of promises. We're going to give this all back to the people. It always sounds so good.
Oh, yeah.
Which means we'll skim all the money and the people get what's left.
Which is very little.
And there won't be any businesses. There won't be any way to make money. They lived off Russia, you know, welfare for decades.
It's scary to think that there are people, not just a few, in our society today, candidates that are running for president that think that the same ideology that has ruined places like Cuba,
Venezuela. Recent.
And North Korea.
Right.
Are something that we want to implement in our society today. And it just blows my mind. And I think about it and I think, listen, there are good, well-intentioned people that are smart.
Yeah.
That just have a different theory and thought process. And they all deserve their voice. And I embrace that, but it blows my mind to think that somebody can be both intelligent and well-intentioned and still embrace this idea of socialism. We've got a caller. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, guys. This is David.
Hey, David.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm listening closely to what you're saying, and one of the justifications that I've heard by people who support socialist or communist countries, especially socialist countries like, communist countries like Cuba or Venezuela, is that these countries are poor and they have actually tanked their own economy because of the United States and capitalism. That the embargoes and all the trade restrictions has caused them all their financial woes. So they blame the United States or the West for their failure. And the other thing is, how do you change the mindset of somebody who likes something for nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Free is hard to compete against.
Yeah.
I have not found a way to counter somebody that says, well, I get this for free, so why should I work for it?
Yeah.
So give me some ideas.
I feel the same way. If I'm going to get something for free without working for it, then I'm not going to work for it. That's human nature, and it applies to me as to anybody else. And so I need an incentive to get up in the morning and go to work. If I didn't have an incentive to provide for my family, to provide a good living for them, I wouldn't go out and write estate plans for free. I just wouldn't do it. As much as I do enjoy my work and I get satisfaction out of putting people's affairs in order, I would be out on my boat every day.
Yep.
Until the government took away my boat.
Before I let you go, the justification, like I said, by the people that defend these countries is that mostly the United States has caused their hardship. That we, the United States, are the problem for their failure.
Okay.
That's how.
When you take a society that's a homogenous society like Korea, okay, and you divide it in half, and you've got two superpowers. You've got the United States on one side that basically, you know, backed away and allowed the South Korean population to run themselves, and then you've got the China that supported North Korea and continued to support North Korea.
Right.
Those are two superpowers on either end. And on the back end, of course, the United States, I mean, if you look at any product that you've got, it's made in China. And that's distressing, but it is true. And so these two different regimes have a lot of authority and political prowess throughout the world. And so you'd be able to see the distinguishing factors of their protégés. The protégé of South Korea is, it's like the 17th biggest economy in the world. It produces fantastic products like Samsung and LG and Kia. Mm. What does North Korea produce?
Poverty.
It does.
But you know something? I think a lot of Americans, as far as what you're talking about is China, a lot of Americans, if they complain about China, but they're at fault. I mean, if I have to buy an electric motor, all right, for one of my pumps, and it, every warehouse you go to, they'll give you options. They'll say, well, you have this one that's made in Mexico or China, and you're going to save, you know, $300-$400, or this electric motor that's made in the U.S., and it's going to cost you, you know, $300 or $400 or $500 more. I mean this sincerely, I always buy the, if I can, made in U.S., even though it costs more. But something else that I've noticed...
And I appreciate that, and thank you for doing that. And more of us need to be like that. But there also needs to be more just laws that say, that even the playing field, because we have implemented in the United States quality controls both for human quality of life and also for quality of products.
Agricultural safety.
Yes, yeah. That are not imposed on China, which allows them to produce and manufacture goods cheaper. And so when you're looking at just the wallet aspect of it, you're going to choose the Chinese manufactured item. But yes, if we did vote more often with the dollar and vote U.S., then we would have a better outcome there. But we do need to have a fair playing field.
Right. And my last comment is, what I have noticed is that these electric motors, which are very, very old brands, I mean, they've been around forever, and that these motors are actually, they weigh twice as much because they're built a lot better than these foreign motors.
No doubt. No doubt.
So you pay more, but and actually you're getting more.
And I think, and we'll have to end on that note. And so I appreciate your call, David.
Okay.
I just want to make a final comment on that. That's the same with liberty. That's the same with free enterprise. Sometimes, well, all the time, you invest more into the whole aspect of it. You're going to get up earlier. You're going to work harder. You're going to invest more of your intellectual knowledge. You're going to try harder when you have the ability to reap the rewards.
Right.
But if you don't get that ability to reap the rewards, if that's going to be taken from you, then two things are taken from you in that aspect. Number one, the incentive to work in the first place. And number two, the potential for you to actually develop as a human being and be charitable. And I think that is the most noble quality that a human being could achieve is being truly charitable. So if I produce something and the government comes in and says, over here, this family needs it. So we're going to take half of what you produced and we're going to give it to this family. You've now cut my incentive to produce in half, and you've taken away my ability to give to that family. I'll tell you that if you just look across the board, conservatives are by far more generous in donations and
yes.
and just giving of their time and giving of their money. And I think that's wonderful. You can't force somebody to be charitable because if you take
that... That's not charity.
It's not charity.
No.
It absolutely isn't. You can't force somebody to be noble. You can't...
No.
That has to be allowed. And when you allow that, some people are going to choose to be greedy. And they're going to choose to hoard all of the money and the assets for themselves. But on the other end, there's going to be many other people that choose what is right, and that is to share with your fellow men and to help them and to innovate so everybody can be raised by this lifting tide. We've got to take another break here. This is 560 AM KBLU. We'll be back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store. It's Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Representatives Joanne Osborne and Tim Dunn and Senator Sina Kerr are Yuma's conservative team for the Arizona Legislature. Joanne Osborne and Tim Dunn understand that we need agriculture and strong water policy to protect the future of Yuma County. Tim Dunn and Sina Kerr have spent their careers in agriculture. Joanne Osborne owns a small business and was the Outstanding Business Leader of the Year. Our conservative team will fight to protect our military bases while holding the line on unnecessary spending. They have worked with Governor Ducey to cut burdensome regulations and at the same time provide our children's teachers the pay raises they deserve. Their opponent deeply cut education funding and voted for special interest tax cuts that raised our property taxes. Tim Dunn, Joanne Osborne, and Sina Kerr are the right team for Yuma. Please vote for Tim Dunn and Joanne Osborne for the House and Sina Kerr for the Senate. Paid for by GPL Committee for Arizona Leadership, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Sean Garner, an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hansen. And we're talking about the effects of socialism and how it is so dangerous, but yet so widely embraced. And we've got a caller on the line. Let's take that call. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, good morning. Name's Mike. But anyway, the material that you guys are covering is a lot of content there for being delivered from the pulpit. because the Bible stresses so much about our labors, you know, instead of just standing around for handouts, you know, and free stuff, it expects you to work. You put in a good day's work for your meals and whatnot, and in your charity, if you have to force somebody, then it's not coming from your heart. You know, charity comes from the heart, and he knows that. That if you're not giving it willingly, then it's no use to anybody. Well, it's of use, but still, And time, I believe, is worth more than money. Because you can't buy time with no matter how much money you got.
Thank you. And if we think about it, a life well lived is more precious, regardless of the amount of years lived, than a life in bondage and servitude.
Yeah.
And you can only live well if you can make a decision to live well. Now, you can make a decision to live corruptly and dishonestly, and that's your agency. And that, as human beings, we have that privilege. And that's a God-given, inalienable right. And when that is taken away from us, then the purpose of life is taken away from us. I believe that our purpose of life is to grow and to develop and to willingly embrace those ideals of generosity and creativity and productivity, and willingly distribute that among our brethren and mankind in general. And if that's taken away from us, then our purpose in life is taken away from us. We've got another caller on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, honey. It's your wife.
Oh, hello, Brittany. How
Hi.
Are you?
Good.
So I can't wait to... I can't believe you called in. I'm so happy that you're on the phone.
Well, we've been talking about this a lot at home. Our freedoms and our founding fathers and being a little bit afraid of people trying to take it away. So I'm curious your thoughts and to hear Russ's Clark's as well about what we can do. Me as a wife at home with my kids, what can I do to protect that besides teaching my kids what's really important, and that handouts, as appealing as they look, aren't what we really want. So what can we do here at home, us citizens in Yuma, Arizona?
Wow. Now that, talk about being put on the spot.
She's a smart lady.
you
married up.
That's a given. Everybody knows that. So let's think about this. There's been two approaches that we can compare and contrast in how we deal with this COVID-19 outbreak. One is the government's approach, and that is to write checks and to give a bunch of extra money to pump it into the economy and increase unemployment benefits to the point where it's actually more beneficial to stay at home for many people than it is to pursue and actually participate.
Well, we know that doesn't work.
No, in productive work. And then there's allowing free enterprise to innovate and be flexible. So let's give a comparison here.
But Brittany's asking what she can do.
Yes.
Not what government can do.
So what government is... Yeah, so... What you can do is teach your kids that...
She said, except for the kids. She said, other than the kids, what can I do? And the kids are the strong ones.
Well, we've got to start with the kids. We've got to start with teaching the kids.
That's a given. That's strong.
This is what we have to do as parents. We have to teach our kids that they have agency. And then we have to allow them to benefit from that agency by giving them... just and worthy rewards for acting productively and kindly and charitably towards one another, and also allow them to fail at times. And that is so hard as a parent.
But that's not enough to get us through this crisis. And I think as individuals, you know, we need to listen to those that don't quite understand the issues yet.
Well,
I don't mean dictate to them, but listen to them. And that's different, because the only way we can get our message out is to open their ears, and we're not going to do that until they get theirs out.
Right. And I think what's scary, though, is a lot of people just take to social media, and they rant, and they rave, and a lot of times we don't understand all the issues, but I hope we can find a better place than just, you know, an angry Facebook post or something. I think we need to look for or create other avenues that we can...
Yes.
Better support our freedom, because I do think that we're at a crossroads where if our country doesn't, I don't know, get it back together, we're going to start paving a different road that we don't want to go down for our kids and for our
potential crisis.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think, though, a fundamental concept that we've got to teach our children is that they are free to choose prosperity afford to suffer from defeat.
Yeah.
And we've got to allow them their agency. And we've got to encourage them and teach them properly, right? We can't just allow them to choose. You don't get to choose whether or not you're going to be educated, okay? We're going to provide you an education, but you get to choose how much you participate and how much you really embrace that education, or whether or not you just bear it and then disregard it.
I'm not even worried about yours and Brittany's kids. They're taken care of. They're fine.
Well, I'm talking about children in general.
Oh, well, and I worry about that, but they're not going to get it from the mentors that they have readily available.
Right.
Well, that's where it's the home that is the foundation, the critical foundation of communities. And communities are the critical foundation of our states and and our broader governments and up into our national government. So if we don't have a strong family base at home with strong moral concepts that teach our children, working hard provides good outcomes.
Great.
Provides you with allowance that you can go and buy things that you like. And it provides you with an opportunity when you see a friend that is either got a birthday party or they don't have as much. They don't have the means to go to a movie or when you could go to the movies or to participate in the same activities that you could. You can provide for them. You can actually use your money. We, on many occasions, have gone out and helped with Christmas presents for less fortunate families. And, in fact, tonight we're going to go and do a cleanup for a less fortunate family. Uh-huh. That what happened was their home needs cleaned up. And so my entire family is going to go there. There's going to need a lot of trash and just extra furniture and debris needs to be taken out of the house. We're going to show up with our 12-passenger van and my 25-foot trailer, and all of my kids are going to help clean up that house. Because we've been given a great opportunity to be productive and to have good results in the career path that I've chosen and my wife has chosen to provide us those means. And so we're going to use that time to help somebody that's less fortunate. And yes, we donate by giving financial donations. But I want to teach my children, you need to donate your time and you need to be compassionate. When you do, you're going to feel that warm feeling that is really what we're all hunting for as a human race, to feel loved and to feel involved and to feel that we're part of something bigger than ourselves.
Right.
So that's what we're going to do. But let's compare the government approach. So, and the government could be the parents in this case. The parents' approach to children being at home could be buy more video games, or, you know, just give them more distractions. Or you could make them more productive. You could provide gardening routines. And I am not a gardener, and so to say that, I'm going to hear...
You're a tree guy.
I'm a tree guy, but I don't like planting, you know, vegetable gardens because, it's a lot of weeding. But and I'm going to hear a lot of flack for even bringing that up. But you provide productive outlets where they can see that their hard work actually produces something. And as a result of that, they can understand that being motivated by good, productive habits not only is rewarding by a sense of accomplishment, but is rewarding because they can share with their neighbors and they can be generous and they can be charitable at the same time, instead of just being lazy and relying on the handouts from their parents or from our aspect as parents from the government. So what the government is saying is, hey, listen, you can take some of your 401k before you're 59 and a half, because there is the rule that if you take out of your IRA or 401k or tax-deferred account, then there's a 10% penalty on top of the taxes that were deferred that you're going to have to pay. Now, that's the government approach. Take out of your savings and use it now. And I think that for those... industries that have been shut down by the government, which I thought was overreaching by the government to shut down certain industries, especially the gym and tubing, where they arbitrarily selected some of these businesses and shut them down. I thought that was wrong. But we could choose to be more flexible. Our firm we relied extensively on public seminars as a way to get the word out as to what we can provide. And now we've done it online. So you can go online and you can watch a seminar as to learn what type of services we provide to avoid the government getting into your estate when you pass away and it being subject to probate. And we've been more flexible about that. So allowing your children to be creative and flexible and productive, and when they're not, allow them to suffer the consequences of not having anything. That's all the time that we have for right now. We've got one more. We got one more.
Are you holding Brittany over, or are we hanging up on her?
Brittany?
No, I'll let you guys go. I just wanted to put that thought out there because I think we have to decide how to proactively protect what we have. So anyway, thanks.
Well, thank you for your thoughts. We'll be back after these messages. 560 AM, KBLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
All right, that should do it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, goody. A waiting pool in the kitchen. I'm calling the professionals at Quick Refrigeration.
The air conditioning guys?
Yep. Quick Refrigeration does plumbing, too. Residential and commercial. They give us the same great service we get from their air conditioning and heating team. Their plumbers are professionally trained. They use the best tools and equipment for the job. And they're quick, pun intended.
I had no idea. Quick Refrigeration also does plumbing. Hope they live up to their name, Quick. We're going to need scuba gear to get to the bedroom.
You heard right. Whether it's a plumbing emergency or a planned project, residential or commercial, Quick Refrigeration is who you should call. The air conditioning people? They're well known for their superior air conditioning and heating services. Well, now you can have all your plumbing needs met with the same excellence you've come to expect from Quick Refrigeration. Visit them online at getcoolquick.com. Quick Refrigeration. Keeping Yuma cool since 1955.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hansen. We do estate planning, and we do estate planning because we think that a lot of people don't want the government to get involved in their legacy, their life savings that they've earned when they pass away, and they also want someone they choose to be there to be able to have legal authority make decisions for them if they're incapacitated. They don't want a judge making that decision. And so we help put their financial affairs and their legal affairs in order. So when life occurs, catastrophes occurs, disability and death, your plan can help keep the government at bay. So we've got a caller on the line. Go ahead, Neil.
Hi, John. Hey, I'm reading a book from what you're talking about there. It's called The Pilgrim Hypothesis by Timothy Ballard.
Tim Ballard, yes. That is a fantastic book. Tim Ballard is the CEO and the founder of the Underground Railroad that rescues children from sex trafficking.
Yes, partners with Glenn Beck on that. As I was reading yesterday, I'm in a section and it talks about the pilgrims arriving at Plymouth rather than New York Bay.
Right.
And there's a quote by Edward Winslow, who was one of the 52 survivors after the first year of the Mayflower, and served as the third governor of Plymouth. He had a quote. There was a quote in here says, talks about having the blessings of Christ to become a nation. And then he says that so by his blessing, Christ's blessing, they may not only grow up to a nation, but become exemplary for good unto others. As you and Brittany were talking, and David, those comments that you've had this morning just really brought that reading to mind that I had last night.
Thank you, Neil. And the government seems to bring it upon themselves, or at least the socialistic faction of the government thinks that it's its responsibility to impose on all of us the necessity of sharing. And when it does that, it takes away the ability to implement those Christ-like attributes and to share and to not only build but to provide for those that don't have as much. And I know, coming from a family that was very, very hardworking. My father worked extremely hard, but was still suffered. Our family suffered from poverty, and we were the beneficiaries of church charities. We received food throughout all my high school years from the church charitable programs, and I saw that work. And I was extremely grateful for it. And that's why now when I work and I have some excess to give back, I want to give back. I have that incentive and that motivation because when I received it, I was grateful for it. I didn't expect it. I didn't feel entitled to it, but I was grateful for it. And now when I'm giving it, I feel good to give it. But if someone takes it from me, and gives it to someone else, that person that receives it it feels entitled, and me, who has been taken from, I feel robbed.
Right.
And so it destroys both of that. And it also destroys my incentive to grow and produce. It's not wrong that it's our human nature to work as little as possible to provide for our means. It's just human nature, and I'll give you a very close to home scenario. 2 years ago, I was renting a home. Okay, it was a nice home. And I rented that house for a year and a half. And I was renting it while we were building the house that we live in now, built specifically for my six kids, specifically to provide them enough room to play in, and so my wife and I could raise them in a safe environment. And while I was renting that home, I made sure that the walls were still repaired because I wanted to get my deposit back. I made sure that the gravel wasn't destroyed that was in the front yard. But I really didn't do any modifications to that home.
Right?
I didn't put in a lawn. I didn't plant trees. I didn't put on a back porch. I certainly didn't install a swimming pool. I didn't do any of those modifications. Now, the place that we purchased to build a home was just desert land, okay? So there was nothing living there except lizards and tumbleweed. And now if you go there, to me, it's a paradise. It's got over 100 trees on it. It's got over 240 bushes on it. It's got a lush lawn for the kids to run and play on. It's got a playground. And the backyard is fenced in. We've got our dog and our kids that play back there. And we worked extremely hard, all of us worked extremely hard, to make that a reality. I'm the same person that lives in this house, that lived in that rental house. The difference was the incentive. I knew in the rental house, I wasn't going to get anything back out of what I put into it.
Right.
And so my human nature said, don't put anything into it. You know, only do the minimal because you're not going to get anything out of it in the long run. Well, when I got to this new plot of land that's an acre and a half or an acre and a quarter, I knew that everything that I put into it would go to benefit me and benefit the people that visited me and potentially benefit beyond that, another generation. And so I put my heart and soul into that and all of my innovation and time and blood and sweat and tears. And it's something that I just relish. I love to go home to. And that's what Americans need. We don't need the government to provide equality. We need the government to allow us to have our own incentive to grow, to be flexible, to do new things. What we've done to stay alive as a business is we've opened up the drive-through so people can come and they can sign their estate plan without being exposed, especially if they're high risk. What we've done is we've made our seminar online so they can stay at home and they can watch it. What we've done is we've implemented Zoom meetings and Google Meet so we can talk to them while they're at home. We have been flexible. Now people can still get their estate planning done. They can still keep the government out of their pocket through genuine, legitimate estate planning. But we haven't sat back at home and just received government handouts. And I think more industries should be provided that opportunity. Fortunately, we were put on that list of an essential service because we were providing a legal service. But I would say that the gym is just as much essential to that gym owner's family as my business is to my family.
Agreed.
And not only, and that's not even addressing the issues to the society in general where you need to go to the gym to stay healthy mentally, physically. And for the government to step in and think that it knows better about how to run our society and how to run our private industries, that is a very slippery slope to a tailspin into socialism.
I would even hold up the tattoo parlors, and I don't like tattoos, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
It's a business. It should be allowed to exist.
It's a legitimate business. If the legislature wants to make laws, allow the legislature to make laws. Allow the people to vote in and out, those people, those lawmakers. We've got the opportunity right now to vote. And if we don't like those laws, vote in people that make good laws. But we did not vote for a king of Arizona.
Right.
We did not vote for a dictator.
Right.
We want somebody that will enforce.
Even if it's for our own good. And that's usually the way it's framed.
This
is for your own good.
And for the public good.
Yeah.
I believe in wearing masks to keep other people safe.
But I honor the rights
of others not to wear a mask. And I honor the rights of others to stay at home and take extreme safety measures to avoid getting COVID. There's a lot of services out there, private, mind you, that will deliver your groceries in-home, that will do a lot of services so you can avoid that. That's all the time that we have for today. This is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.